Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It's good to have you here again at whatever time of day or night you are listening. We are coming to our text in Genesis 3 verse 6, and as we did yesterday, we want to get into Genesis by considering the stark contrast between the way Jesus Christ handled temptation toward sin and the way Adam and Eve did. This contrast is clear when we read the New Testament alongside Genesis 3. So let me begin by sketching out for you a reminder of what we learned from Christ last time. We went to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, and read of how Satan tempted Jesus toward sin in the wilderness. And we quickly saw how Jesus used the scripture from the book of Deuteronomy to resist the devil. Jesus knows the scripture, and he quotes it to his enemy. But it is not only that Jesus can quote the Bible, it is also that Jesus believed the word of God versus the word of Satan. Jesus absolutely believed that every word out of the mouth of his Father God in heaven is true, whereas Jesus knew that every word out of the mouth of Satan is a lie. Then we follow Jesus in John's Gospel as he taught us more truth. Christ demonstrated over and over again all throughout all four Gospels that he did the will of God exclusively. In John 4, verse 34, Jesus told the disciples, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." That is so significant. For Jesus, doing God's will was far more important than eating physical food. That was John 4, verse 34. And in John 6, verse 38, Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." And that is such a crucial statement to understand. Here is Jesus, God's Son, and he has come down from heaven not to do his own will, but rather to do the Father's will. Jesus is the answer to the prayer, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And that reminded us of Psalm 40, verse 8, applied to Jesus in the book of Hebrews. "I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." Psalm 40, verse 8. Jesus, our master teacher, shows us how the Word of God tells us exactly what God's will is for our lives. Through his spoken and written word, God commands us. He tells us what to do and what not to do. He is precise, he is exact, he is clear. And Jesus Christ delighted to do the will of God. Jesus obeyed all of God's commands perfectly. Jesus knew what God's will for his life was, and he always did the will of God. I invite you to please keep all of this in mind as we turn now in our Bibles all the way back to the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Here, we find the contrast to Jesus, the opposite to Christ, in Adam and Eve. Listen and follow along as I read Genesis 3, verses 1 through 7. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.' The serpent said to the woman, 'You surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. We have heard God's word to us in Genesis 3:1-7. In verse 6, we are told in just one sentence that Eve and Adam sinned. Satan, through the serpent, tempted, and Eve and Adam gave right into the temptation. Derek Kidner writes, "So simple the act, so hard its undoing." And H.C. Leupold says, "Sin, in all its enormity, is most effectively portrayed as the monster that it really is." Very sadly true. So simple the act, so hard its undoing. Sin, in all its enormity, is most effectively portrayed as the monster that sin really is. And we are going to look closely at the nature of this sin, but I would like us to begin by pointing out that for Eve anyway, her sin was already well underway before verse 6. The roots of Eve's sin begin in verse 1, when she welcomed the voice of the serpent in her ear. Listening to its voice made her vulnerable to doubt and to question the very word of God, and that is most certainly the genesis, the beginning of her sin. To doubt, to call into question God's word, is the very opposite of what Jesus did. To go against the will of God is exactly the opposite of what Jesus did. And so let us highlight this contrast. Where did God say that Adam and Eve should not eat from the tree mentioned in verse 6? Well, to find that, we go back briefly and read Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. You will remember this when we were in Genesis 2. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you will surely die." That is the word of God, and that is the will of God for Adam and his wife Eve. God spoke the command. He tells them what to do and what not to do. God is precise, God is exact, and God is clear. There is no room for misinterpretation. Adam and Eve knew exactly what God was saying. And yet, they sinned against God. They sinned against God's word and against God's will. Genesis 3:6, "She took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate." And it was back at verse 1 when Eve should have resisted the serpent, who was the voice of Satan. And how could she have resisted him? She could have resisted by quoting exactly the word of God, because she believed the word of God. Had she done that, the serpent would have fled, but as soon as she entertained his ideas, she was trapped. And then her husband walked right into the trap, and together they could not get out of it. Whereas our Lord Jesus delighted to do the will of God, Adam and Eve did not. Had they delighted to do God's will, they would not have gone against his will and eaten of the forbidden tree. Jesus obeyed all of God's commands perfectly. Adam and Eve did not. Jesus knew what God's will for his life was, and he always did the will of God. Adam and Eve knew what God's will for their lives were, but here they did not do his will. Do you see this in the scripture? What a stunning contrast this is. Sin, our sin, always comes down to this. We know what God's word says. We know what God's will is. And yet we do the opposite. Now, someone might argue back, "I do not really know what God's word is, so I don't know what his will is, and therefore I sin, but surely I am not accountable for my sin. I sin in ignorance." But that is no excuse. To begin with, God's law is written on the conscience of every person. Listen to Romans 2, verse 15. Paul writes this in Romans 2:15. "The work of the law is written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them." Every person has that instinct, that innate awareness of what is right and what is wrong, so there's that. And furthermore, there is no excuse not to know God's will through God's word because of the access you have to the Bible. Dear friends, this is why I'm so passionate about you reading the Bible, studying it, learning it, and certainly believing what you read and then applying it to your life. This is why during each episode of this ministry, God is, we get into the Word. And this is why I spend so much time, as much as possible, here in the biblical text. My desire is to explain this Word to you so that you will grow in your obedience to God who speaks to you and who tells you explicitly what His will is. He does the same to me, and He speaks to us through the Bible. Satan is so successful at getting people, all people, but here I am thinking specifically of Christian people. He has a high rate of success of keeping us away from our Bibles. And this is the main reason why we lack conviction over our sin and why we are not living in repentance for sin, but rather embracing the devil's lies and manifesting such disobedience to what God actually says. No wonder our churches are dead. No wonder our family life is in such a mess. No wonder there is rampant hypocrisy among people who claim to be Christians. We do not know the Word as we should. We do not obey the Word the way God intended. And now we are suffering the consequences of our sin against God and our sin against one another, even sin against ourselves. My encouragement to us as we end is this. Let's not be like Adam and Eve. Let's be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, and join me again tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.